This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 21st, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item, if we could thank you to the stalwart audit staff for being here all morning. I'd like to take the next item out of order because I believe counsel for the respondent here needs to leave, and that would be audit item number eight, audit division recommendation memorandum on Kevin McCarthy for Congress, A13-2.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I apologize. At this point, I'm going to have to step away. I will get my votes in before the end of the day. But as you know, unfortunately, I'm just going to have to step away at this time. I think we've had a very productive discussion. Hopefully, it'll lead to some good steps.
Thank you, Commissioner Walther. We really appreciate you taking the time before your daughter's wedding, and have a very wonderful, wonderful event. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye. Thank you. All right. We have before us, this is Brenda Wheeler and Kendrick Smith, Tom Hintmeister, here to discuss the matter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Commissioners. The document before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Kevin McCarthy for Congress. That summarizes the proposed findings of the draft final audit report and the committee's responses. The proposed findings are receipts of contributions in excess of the limit and misstatement of financial activity. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have on these matters.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Vice Chair Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the issue of finding one about the excessive contributions and the presumptive letters, we've handled a lot of audits that have dealt with this issue before, and even in cases where we haven't been able to get copies of the actual letters that were sent out. Templates have sometimes been acceptable, templates in combination with affidavits and so forth. You indicate in the audit that that the audited committee had represented that they believed that these letters had gone out, and the conclusion of the audit of the auditors was that the committee cannot prove such action was taken with a degree of acceptable certainty. I just was wondering what sort of information was given to you on this point about their, to buttress the claim that they believe that these letters have gone out. Oh, as you point out, there have been letters that have gone out, as you mentioned, to gain the presumption. And these presumptive letters at a later point, but I just wanted to find out what information you have about the possibility of these letters having been mailed out prior.
Yeah, that was the committee's response to us, that with a degree of certainty they believed they went out, but they couldn't prove with a degree of certainty.
Okay.
I did not see any evidence in the records of a letter, but enough response devices. Okay. Other than letters.
Okay. And we didn't get affidavits or anything like that. It was just a matter of where they think it went, but they just don't have the information.
Correct.
In their possession. Okay. Okay, that's helpful to know. I think that the fact that the letters went out even if it wasn't timely, I think that is helpful information to know, and also it looks as if as to finding two, that misstatements were corrected in response, and I think that information should be considered by the commission as we consider whatever further steps may need to be taken in this audit. That's all I
Thank
have.
You, Commissioner Goodman.
Did they have staff turnover from the time these letters they claimed would have gone out to the time of the audit? Did they switch treasurers or?
They certainly switched treasurers in the middle of the audited election cycle.
Did they claim to the audit staff that one reason they couldn't produce all of the records that they, for example, an attribution letter that would have gone out was because that would have been in the possession of a former treasurer? Did they claim that the staff turnover affected their ability to affirmatively prove their innocence?
I'm sure we had a few conversations and emails about the presumptive letters and the prior treasurer was involved in a lot of the designations, the lack of designation letters, so that's a possibility. I can't say for certain.
Not sure. Okay. But so you did deal with the former treasurer as well?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not. Okay. And the attribution letters were subsequently sent?
Oh, definitely.
And so we don't have, once those attribution letters are sent, no one objects, at that point, it's not an excessive contribution.
Exactly.
So there was a period of time where they believed they sent the attribution letters, they couldn't affirmatively prove it, then they did send attribution letters, so it's during that period of time that technically these were excessive contributions.
Correct.
Okay. So all's well that sort of ends well. Now the letters have been sent. Mm-hmm. Anyone who did object got their money back. If they didn't object, the letters technically took care of the excessive
right.
contribution.
Right, right. Within the exit period, the 10-day response, letters were sent out and responded to, and all issues were resolved.
All issues resolved.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with the Vice Chair that were this matter, given the dollar figures to go further, I don't know that it would call for a civil penalty or any further action. It sounds like matters were cleaned up properly.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions about this matter? Is there a motion? Vice Chair Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that in audit 13-02 regarding Kevin McCarthy for Congress that we approve the audit division recommendation memorandum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. You have the motion. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay, the vote is 5-0 with Commissioner Walther will be entering his votes at the end of the day. Thank you.
Thank you.